So I know a little bit of this and I know a little bit of that. And I know whenever a soldier, what did he kill someone on stage for taking his lyric? For taking his lyric? What have you done this time? Though I am very, very, very self-controlled. And I'm not claiming what he's claiming. I'm just saying I know certain things. And my case was exploited that a homicide was taken off the table. And certain things were done to my military class. And two are dead. And there would have been more dead from Fort Bragg. As we have children. We have children. I'm interested in seeing what happens. Next. And I am going to inform, I'm going to be using my list of names from my car, for my case, because how I've almost been killed is documented, and there are others dead. So you can't use us this time. And you can't try to brainwash me. Targeting, you hear my teeth. I'm a targeted individual. When Texas thinks they're Hollywood. Cause that
would.
Oh, can I have another? Can I have another? Stop trying to make me seem dumb. I'm not a dumb person. I'm not. And I police reports charges, protection orders charges. I have a daughter, a child. What you thought you can do, Bear? TDCJ, you're not wanted. Watch who talks. I have everything documented. Prosecution order, police reports get charged with it. That kind of justice center, don't talk. You do your job when told. That's all you do. You don't question me. You don't talk. I have a child, you don't talk. I'm a security guard, you don't talk. I'm a paralegal, you don't talk. I'm a mother in therapy, you don't talk. And I can prove that. Criminals put on police reports don't talk. You don't steal dog tags, get charges. Government, federal charges. Implications in your words. From beginning to the end. Don't touch me. Ever in your life. I'm not gay. You people would never touch me. I've already reported rape. If you thought you knew somebody and they were on 20 medications, you never knew them. And I know more people. And that's even, they are sober. People with no mental health. Or whatever the situation. Go to jail. Quit putting images the rest of your life. And I have no obsessions with people. I don't get obsessions. They do it. And it mimics everywhere in their life. Quit putting images on an innocent person. I'm owed a lawsuit. Targeting me? You're not intelligent people. You're not smart people. You don't come from anywhere intelligent. And what you facilitate participating in. Stay away from me. Stay away from a lot of people. A lot of people. Quit targeting me because I'm not stupid. I'm not a hood rat. I'm not ignorant. I'm not dumb. And you're not so highly intelligent. What you think you deserve to do to me? What you think you deserve to do to me? I want you in jail the rest of your entire life. To die there. Die there thirsty and desperate for sex. Because that's what the hell you nasty people are. And people don't act like that. You don't get a change in me. I wouldn't get caught dead next to you in public. Hear my tip? What is asking you? I've studied enough to know everything I need to know, and you don't get to target me to lose it. Go to jail. I don't want to know. Get charges. On charges. On charges violating me, a victim. Protected by law. Get charges. You're ignorant. You're ignorant. I'm a victim. You deserve to even know me. Targeting me. You wish you could target me. And I remember everything from the beginning to the end. Putting my life in danger. As a security guard. Being what you are. Get charged. Only. I don't want to fucking know you. Don't stalk me online. Doesn't make me a child. I was in the army. I don't give a fuck if you're a cop. Bear County, I don't give a fuck if you are a fucking cop. And I'm not a criminal for saying that, you stupid bitch. I wasn't raised in Bear County. I was raped here. I know more. And I don't want to know. You don't get to have somebody target. I'm not a child. I didn't grow up like your people, you son of a bitch. You need to be in prison. You need to be in prison. Nobody wants to know your ways. You sick fuck. You're a sick fuck. You're sick in the fucking head, motherfucker. You're sick in the fucking head, motherfucker. You're sick in the fucking head. Think I would want to fucking know you. Doesn't make somebody a child for not wanting to fucking know you. Eat dick in fucking prison and shit, you son of a bitch. Try to claim something. Claim something. I'm a security guard. I'm a veteran. A veteran paralegal. Special training from the Army, so I'm a different person. You don't get to do something to me. You want to do something to me, bitch? For shaming you, or are you just a shameful person that got caught? Because I'm not shameful. Nobody shames a victim. You know, Khalif Browder was going to college. He would have been just fine. He would have been just fine. And even highly intelligent people know me. I've been around highly intelligent people to put me down for the progress I have as a victim coming from where I came from and shame me or exploit me at all, and I don't have to remember my past at all. Because do you have to remember yours? In Bear County, when they were forced to remember theirs, so many people in so many capacities just wouldn't have a fuck job. You have to be reminded of why you don't fit in the world, really. You know, all the shameful things you once upon a time did, you know, that affected the rape of children, the murder of kids. And that means every time you've done it, you're the most shameful shit to live this earth. Be reminded of that. You can't talk to me. You don't talk to someone like me. You can't even force your way to talk to me. I don't want your criminal at all. I don't give a fuck. Nobody cares about their life, sir. From Bear County. Nobody gives a fuck. Bunch of prostitutes. I wouldn't care anyway. I'm from Lubbock County. I don't have your heritage. Don't need it. And it's not much. Anyway, I don't listen to Mexican music. Don't want it. I don't speak your language. Don't need it. Does that mean anything? It's not your case. It's not your lawsuit. They're Mexicans in a bar fighting for Mexico. They don't get a choice. They don't get a voice. Are you fucking dumb? People don't give a fuck where you were fighting before that or where else you got drunk. Like your family on the news saying he had it coming. Like people care because it was erased from the internet. They don't get to try to claim to be important in this one. Not even crying. Like I've studied many cases. Not even crying. Not even. They said he had it coming. The dumbest shit in the world. And the person who hit him in the head with a bottle, never put in jail. And I'm an innocent third party just going to say happy birthday. I could have went to go say happy birthday to anyone. Just say happy birthday for a few minutes and leave. And look what you have done. Look what you have done. In Mexico, don't call me, you sick bitch. Because there's so many ways I could study you and people don't want to call you. Get a call from Nigeria. From Nigeria. The little boy was outside by himself. He could have been kidnapped anyway. Get a call from, where's the beautiful little girl from that has a beautiful little dress on? And the thing over around her head, or the Arabic, I think. Or the Indian woman who Mexicans broke into her apartment, broke everything in her. Everything. And then what you've tried to do when targeting, you're pathetic. Pathetic, and what they tried to target to brainwash, and to, you know, I've studied prisons everywhere, and yes, Rikers Island, and TDCJ is a trash, and then they try to target the women, and only few are women, very few are women. You get that, government facility? Only few are women, few are women. And I'm a woman, you can't touch. By law. By law. Targeting me. You don't set up me. And I would just start doing better and everything recorded from beginning to end to try to make me seem like something I'm not. Properly analyzed. Can be done. You wish you meant something to make me seem unworthy of something when I can pick out the unworthy to even be in public record. Like they're Mexicans from Bear County trying to sue GDC. And based on what all they are from, don't deserve to sue. Anyway, only certain people. I'm an innocent victim. Get set up to be murdered. Certain people. You don't know what that is. You know what that is? You know what that is? You know what that is? I don't know. We're trying to target me to seem like something I'm not. Like I'm undeserving of speaking. I'm undeserving to be a mom. I'm deserving to be a paralegal. I'm deserving to be a security guard. I'm deserving to be a veteran. I'm deserving to ever have said I was in the military and my friends died. I'm deserving and exploiting my family. And that's your family. My constitutional right to a fair trial or violated. They don't know the law. They don't need to know the law. They don't need to be violating all their rights because of them, because of me. You don't get to kill them, touch them, like them, know them, love them. Only certain people do. Are you stupid? You don't do shit to me, you know, besides from Mexico, fighting in a bar, a deportable crime. End of story. I'm a law-abiding citizen who was at home on the internet. On the internet. And when I say happy birthday. And I have mental health advocate, mental health counselor, rape crisis, you know, more, and you don't get to touch me. The fact that you've taken it this far, you're pathetic in every way. You have been bred in San Antonio. That is so disgusting how much has happened that I can't even believe that some of you exist in this world to play the victim. You should suffer. You should suffer. Not shaming American soldiers and putting an image on my face to try to shame. It never happened. I have everything recorded from the beginning. You are so irrelevant. What you think you can do now, organized crime detective role? You organize crime. You try to force prostitution. You try to diagnose when you can't have sex with someone. You try to force your way out of someone. You're not a victim. You're never going to be able to claim victim. You're never going to be able to play victim. I don't give a fuck when you die. Try to make something about you. I'll press charges. You'll be just like the fucking dumbass Charles Tabbitt. Go to prison, you fucking dick-sucking son of a bitch. Some of you people make me so sick. I know what you think you are. And from where you think you are that. And none of you are going to ever think that of me and my daughter. You're fucking sickly. You need to walk away and stay the fuck away from me. You're meant to stay the fuck away from me. I was in therapy. Nobody thought of you. Try to claim you would be thought of while a mother's in therapy with a boyfriend. Journaling. Sponsor. So I can write her too. Try to act like you would be thought of. Somebody I've known my whole life, my best friend. I've known my whole life almost. You know, battle buddies that are connected to my case because their letters were kept and that's a federal crime. You're not going to be in any way connected to my case or us by trying to play victim where you don't belong. We are the victim. And I still have yet to find out what he went through during certain times because I got none of his letters. And he's in the military. Like my other battle buddies who died. Somebody needs to be in jail. You're going to target me, think you exploit me to associate me to that. That would never be anything like me. I was in therapy. And the Center for Healthcare Services explained it just the way it was. In situations you would never be in, taking advantage of those by who you would never be around. I'm a victim. Don't insult the intelligence of a mental health profession to do what you do to me, to exploit me in the course of an appeal, and I deserve a lawsuit. To exploit me to seem like something disgusting. From things that I would never say, I've never done, never happened, and play people we never would be. And the other side from Mexico, you don't get a fucking say-so, bitch. You motherfuckers will go to jail for the rest of your life. Think you tell an American family what the fuck to do. You don't tell an American family with a mom who was an American soldier, my constitutional rights to a fair trial violated, and then my life, my daughter, everything about me violated to exploit me and to seem unworthy, when thousands of other things are going on and other stories coming out of people just like me who are wanting to kill me and exploit me like I'm unworthy and technology used to do so. You need to be in fucking prison, because everything stemming from taking advantage of me is documented. It's documented. So it's by far the worst thing in the world you could have ever done. And when you think you're not someone to shame, Charles Tabbett, look what they're doing to me. And I wrote my school, a paralegal from my school. Oh, and then from the Army. And then my story as a victim, and you can't exploit me as a child or my child in therapy. And you don't own me. Nobody cares if you claim there's nothing to exploit on. You go through, there's kids. He's lying about criminal charges. How many times have you lied? How many times you lied to brainwash a child, to exploit her, it leads to her shame and enroll men trying to have sex with her. It leads to what my daughter's father has told me has happened to her. How many times have you done that? And his mother's a veteran grandmother. She died. I'm a veteran mother and I died. We don't just both die like it's a coincidence. So you can have my daughter saying the things she said. And we don't just die, you son of a bitch. You know, you're stupid to claim that you have me targeted to seem so unperfect to be anything in this world. And you claim perfection and being what the fuck you are. What the fuck you are. Can all the babies that have been raped because of you be reminded? All the kids being raped, all her friends. All the mothers being killed and raped, victim. All soldiers killed, grandmothers killed, kids murdered, linked from the cover-up of San Antonio, no awareness on the news, and then murder. And you get reminded that you're not worth shit, because some people aren't worried. You're not worried. You're one of the sickest kinds of attorney. You're a sick attorney. They have no emotions of what they tell you and the domino effect of what it does. And families, they do not give a fuck if you look stupid, because they have a personality where they think nothing makes them look stupid from their human centipede mouth. The things they're trying to do, the pathetic desperateness of trying to force gas on a woman, on a mom, on a security guard, on a veteran. Like, thinking they shame, embarrass, and exploit the desperate things they think they force. Me. Don't try to play victim by saying, how does it feel? Like, you need that done to me. Like, to me, with a biracial child, and my kinds of people I'm with, because I wouldn't be with you. And I don't have anything done to me to understand you. Are you stupid? You've got to be stupid. Because I didn't try to claim image, like the Army shamed me, like I was targeted to be so shameful and exploited. I don't come from you can't claim anything. I'm the only girl from my mother. You need to be in fucking prison, motherfucker. Prison. I just had a baby when I went to the Army. I just had a child. I just had a child. To exploit me in a way. And anything that happened in there. I just had a child. An emergency C-section. A child. She was 8 months old. When I went to the Army. To try to exploit me in a way. Something just so simple. Claiming that I'm just this disgusting person. To try to force it. And that's not what happened. I just had a baby. I just had a baby. Complications of my daughter's birth. I'm not a child. Some people are so shameful. I don't know how the fuck you breathe. You should be fucking dead already. I wouldn't have sex with you, understand? You need you. I'm the only fucking girl my mother has. And I have a little girl. Motherfucker. 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 Trying to target me? My head. So loud. My body. A woman. A woman. Nothing makes me give a fuck that you're Mexican. I'm a woman. A woman. What they're resorting to do to a woman, a mother. A mother. A mother. What? What? I don't have your stupid humor. Your stupid, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. What? What? You're such an embarrassment to live. What you have done, because you aren't wanted for sex, you aren't wanted for an associate, you aren't gonna ever be one. My daughter biracial, and that has nothing to do with him. Like this bitch is better than me, trying to kill me. I'm not gay. I'm not a child, bitch. I'm not grown. You go to fucking prison like a sick sociopath. Like a sick sociopath that would cut a baby from a mother's stomach to keep it because she doesn't have one. You've done pretty much the same thing and to her grandmother. You and your mother will both go to fucking prison. Try to claim to be a nurse again. You claimed it to the wrong one. And I've almost been killed. And her grandmother is dead. And my mother fell and hit her head. And I know what my family's been through. Try to claim my daughter, bitch, like a sick sociopath that needs to be in prison. Claim it, motherfucker. Claim it. Claim you're a nurse. Claim you're better than somebody. That you didn't even give birth to a child. To a child. And if you are better, why isn't everything so perfect? She would be perfect. Like her, she wouldn't have been crying, saying she doesn't know what she can tell me if you were her fucking mother, bitch. You'll go to prison the rest of your life, and you could take your fucking disabled mom with you, secluding my daughter from her disabled veteran grandmother. Bitch shaming her. Let me find out that bitch gave you my address. How's that bitch gonna get an invitation to my wedding? She's the only person who had grandparents, right? Guardianship. My mother, my family, too, went to an attorney. You think you're a better attorney, Charles Tabbitt? You might want to shut the fuck up when it comes to anybody military the rest of your fucking life. You don't get to shame any of us who are civil affairs, psyops, any special operations, any of our backgrounds, any of our childhood, anything of ours that think you're better than us. Some are high-rank officials, some are medics, some are doctors, some are everything, everywhere, all around the fucking world. And what some of you are in Bexar County and where you came from, and they're trying to kill me, and they don't do shit to their people. I am a veteran mother, and I am a paralegal, but I have certain training. You can't force me to do or be anything brainwashed. Targeting me. You don't pick my identity. You don't pick what I like, what I don't like, what I listen to, what I grow from any kind of knowledge gained anywhere on a victim studying. It's not yours. Never would become or come from you. Nothing. 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 You don't get to talk to me however the fuck you want. There's a lot of people like that, and trying to get a reaction from a veteran mom makes you look so stupid. And then what they thought they got from children. Try to act like you have a smile on your face or a smirk. The rape of children you smile to. In law enforcement, attorneys, and corrections in this fucking state. In this state. In this state. Where you had Joe Nichols' favorite famous country singer saying, shout out to Lubbock, Texas. I hear Awkwafina makes your clothes fall off. Can mean so much to so many during certain years. Act like you go to school to be in professional, any professional job. Haven't been somebody from Bexar and what you did to exploit military. Even military, even advisors, even psychiatrists, even counseling, even everything. And your people think they're somebody. You grow up and did they give you a wedgie when you were a little girl? Wedgies? The hell you grew up? And you want to work for me? I want to work for the Innocence Project. I have sex with babies. And I'm forgiven. See, I look it too, right? Targeting me. Never do a police report. And paperwork filed in court. Notarized. So proof can be, I have proof. Trying to target Alpha Kerr in the ass. Targeting me. A rape victim. And I talk to rape crisis. And I don't say these things. Slamming my brain. Slamming it. I'm in therapy. Deviants go to prison. Deviants. Sex offenders. Get the worst charges in the fucking world. You don't get sex from someone who would never have sex with you. And the government doesn't retaliate for Bexar County and TDC. Because their criminals get turned in. Nobody ever wanted them. They have multiple victims. Ever, and I have had other conversations with other rape victims. I might be offended. Certain kinds of rape victims. Can't target me as a rape victim. A rape victim. Because trashy people got turned in. Even in prison, they got turned in. From prison, me and my ex-boyfriend, you don't get to pick certain people. You don't get to tell a veteran what the fuck to do. When an individualized treatment plan of a veteran is real. Are you a veteran? Do you military psychiatry? Are you a psychologist? Are you a doctor? Are you a nurse? Are you a therapist? Are you a teacher? A veteran? Are you an advocate? Are you a sponsor? Are you? You're gonna go to jail and die there. You don't control anyone, too, to hear these kinds of people think they come from prison claiming they control people. You're gonna get life with no parole. Thinking they get paranoia. Think they diagnose you. It's like they're trash. Trashy people. You're trashy people. You have no paranoia, no anything, and I have proof of everything. Proof of everything. No one thinks of you. You'll do life in prison with no parole. Life. They're not even rehabilitated people. You give no paranoia. You control no one. You force sex on no one. You heal no one. You want a cop, a correction officer, attorney, a paralegal. You want a lawyer. You want a judge. You want a mother. You want a veteran. You want a soldier. You want somebody else's child. Nobody cares when you speak on religion. That's how sickly and sickly you are. And they're doing this to a rape victim. Not even a prostitute. But you are. Get life in prison. My ex was a veteran who I dated. Don't say boyfriend. Doesn't make me seem so unstable when I proof I'm not. They are, though. Turned in. No understanding for career criminals, multiple victims, aggravated offenses, trashy people turned fuck in. Try to tell the Ruiz that. You should have changed a venue to Lubbock. You know, where there is no, you know, opinions that will alter the course of your case by what these trash think they are, and they deserve life in prison. And it's proven why. I bet you it's proven their whole lifeline. They say get out and do the same thing, threaten the same thing, because nobody wants it. The only place they fit in is in prison where they think they can do whatever the hell they want. You don't deserve to be in society. You are not scary people. The ones that they help and they gossip. He poke your butt. I've been to prison 10 times and I just say good luck in your custody. I make parole. Who sat there and gave her parole? To exploit my daughter, my identity was stolen. I want to sue you. I want to sue you. I have all the proof. And I want the phone calls. You know, they think you're special prostitutes. And you're trying to exploit an innocent mother and child. And I'm an innocent mother. And Christina Mitchum is not special. You control no one. Like, you're strong. The bitch claims to be a victim, too. She claims to be a victim. Look, what the fuck story you gotta tell my daughter, bitch? So you think you're a better person? You're a better person than me? You're better than me? To try to claim to have the same story? Because Miss Price knew I'm a victim. Miss Price knew. I could see in the tears in her eyes, you secluded my daughter. She needed a sitter. So, people die of a broken heart. She needed a sitter. And my daughter's crying. See, and I don't know what I can say. Brainwashing her to be like you ain't gonna work. And then claiming to be a nurse ain't gonna work. Bitch, I study differently. You'll go to jail the rest of your pathetic whore mouth life. What kind of attorney are you gonna turn into? You know, I grew up studying. Instantly target me with the smell of my pathetic, because I'm not those things. What the fuck are you saying about my family? And I'm a woman. And I'm Mexican. I'm not Hispanic. Well, I'm not anything for you to define. Disassociate. For the point, you can't take advantage of me with anything you are. And that's exactly what you thought you could do, and you're doing that's illegal. Especially as a victim, you'll get life in prison. I want you to get life. And my daughter, you took away her. You know, she's a woman who's gonna live dignified one day, who's gonna be a respectful one, a respected person, not somebody exploited with any past that can be looked up to have been exploited, especially in the trashiest city in the fucking world. Are you stupid? Having been manipulated, told homicide, her mom committed homicide, and I almost died. Who knows what they would have done to her? Grown men wanting to contact her for sex, her dad targeted to believe any of this bullshit, would have been brainwashed, and his wife explaining how it's okay, you know, she's lived like that her whole life just to go along with it. You know, not that I'm obsessed with him, I would never be, we have a child together. I'm a normal person. Normal. What kind of attorney are you? Did want to do that, because they don't give a damn. Go to jail the rest of your life. Attorneys go to jail. Judges go to jail. Why do you think you're special from going to jail? Because you have a law firm? Lots of them have law firms and lose everything, go to jail. CEOs lose everything. So many people in the process of being retaliated to be killed while they're lying about homicide have lost their job. Security guards, security managers have lost contracts and jobs. Are you stupid? Ever planning this? And some of these people know the background on how some things happen and everything that happens in the world. This time, because I had explained homicide to your daughter this time, and she's crying. She's crying. You can't brainwash my daughter. Trying to target me like they explore anything from love because you have a reason. I'm grown. People tell the stories of things they did when they were little as a child, and I don't speak Spanish. And I don't reminisce on being a child. And I put TCI, you weren't going to get memories from me. Bitch, show a high rank official in the Air Force you want. A memory of knowing him, like, you know, certain memories of people who are only worth remembering. Like, you want a memory or a conversation about that? I'm a victim in therapy, and you want to claim, look, we have something in common. I like black people. Like, that's how we act in this whole. You weren't going to get a fucking thing from me. Or like people, a conversation with special forces, or playing basketball at, you know, Fort Bragg. Things I revert back to where I'm safe and in therapy, journaling. You know, I stick to what makes me feel safe and comforting, and I start over because I know I am a victim, and I journal for years and years. And you want to exploit me? Quit exploiting me. I'm from Lubbock. We're not children. You people are criminals. And trash from Bexar County. I didn't grow up in Bexar County. There's not even a point to make about you. Because there's people from other counties that were there, and I'm not in prison anymore. And, yeah, you have nothing to do to me. Like, you're trying to find a purpose in exploiting from Lubbock. Like, no one is. I am not deserving of my constitutional rights to a fair trial. As a single mom, you can't by law exploit. And then you do it in a desperate way to exploit and sickly. Like, look, properly analyzed by the crack whore you wouldn't follow. That you need to grow up and that you're a child. Because who doesn't talk to them? Who wouldn't fucking talk to that disease whore? Who wouldn't watch that crackhead fluff hair? You know, when they walk in my office pussy first and I'm a retired veteran, I'll fucking kill everybody and set up the fucking rape of all your kids when the bitch says, good luck on your custody. Now, 1, 2, 3, hold on, let's wait. Who's grown up now? Trying to sell Target and Monk. Let's work on a lawsuit together. No, Texas Law and Security deserves to be seen. And technically, so does Watchman Security. And I'll grab all of Uvalde, Rob Elementary. And I'm not playing, and no one exploits military, especially victims in therapy. I'll grab my counselor, my victim's rights, my rights to privacy, dignity, and respect. You know, all the things you avoided when organizing a hate crime to kill someone based on lies of a prostitute of being a prostitute because I wouldn't have sex with them or follow them as a victim in therapy. And I know more victims, and I'll pull those stories because you can't exploit them. So you can't exploit me. I deserve a lawsuit. My constitutional rights violated. I knew no one. I'm not a whore. Quit targeting to exploit. I was at home on the computer, a third party. No one told you to say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Now let's plan the rape of children, the murder of mothers. Good luck on your custody, she said. And I was a third party at home. And they were in a bar fighting, organizing crime. And I just want to say happy birthday. And you weren't old and explain. You want a grown conversation from me? You see that dick right there, that piece of shit right there? It looks like a penis. Go suck it. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. I'll throw a nickel at you. Go. And the Royces will know one day. You know, they got hundreds of messages leading to the murder of 19 kids in Uvalde. And their daughter was murdered in the process of San Antonio covering up for their murderer. Their murderer. And I've contacted their district attorney there. You're stupid from Bexar County. These trash deserve life in prison. Your justice system is trash. Trashy people are on police reports, protection orders, and a breach of contract. They're all collective, disgusting trash. By law, you can't touch me. And whenever in the process of doing everything, I say, I carry Felicia Ruiz with me. Not the murderer, Lisa Huerta, you stupid, sickly bitch. Jodi Arias went to prison for a lifetime. Same kind of bitch. Same kind of thing. I never did a lot of time around you to even ever think I would know you. You're not special. They're not special because they're so sexual. You're not so grown up. You're not so grown up. The bitch would get life in prison. I respectfully talk to Mr. Ruiz, her uncle. They pray for me and reminds me what day it is in the midst of me being murdered. And Lisa Huerta wishes she was innocent. She's on a protection order, and I told them to get him, too. Not because we fear you, bitch, because trust me, it's far from fear, you stupid little hood rat. Those police reports, you didn't get a conversation. I can do a trade? You're not thought of. You will never ever target me to kill me. Poor trash, you know what happens. You weren't even worth knowing, and I told you. Tried to send me a picture. I said, send it again just to see if they do it. I didn't want a picture of you. At all. And you can't talk to me while I work at Child Protective Services. I'm a different person. You can't have a psychological conversation with me, trashy ass ex-deputy from Bexar County. Stick to your prostitutes. trashy ass cop reported to get put in prison. And my victim in therapy. You don't diagnose military. And you're worried about my mental health. You don't know mental health. You don't know mental health because you tell somebody who's uncomfortable and can't hit on them. There's no change for you. You're no example. You're the worst sickly projections of mental health. Similar to the case in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma cop and the poverty women. Though in Texas, it's different. Because they victimize us in so different ways. And everything naturally happened. Nothing was set up. I didn't know who else to call, and that's what happens in victim. You call people you weren't supposed to know, you weren't supposed to meet, you weren't supposed to, you don't even know at all, when I should have been in therapy, and I would have never met you. So you're not an example to shit at all. You trashy ass people aren't worth knowing. You have a life sentence, and I write the Autism Foundation again from what I know now about my daughter. Get a life sentence. And I'm her mother. Get a life sentence. How long have you been trying to murder victims like me? How long? Corrections need to be in prison. Their criminals could only wish you were special. Because police reports are already made. And then another name can be brought up, married to a soldier. You'll go to prison for a lifetime and they have a child. Like I have a child. And no one wants you around. They're sick sex offender. They're sex offender. The sickest shit to live. They fit in only in prison. You don't fit in the whole world. I could prove how I fit in the whole goddamn. Do you not like that? You don't like that? You don't like that, but I'm a victim, so not many people can claim me. But that's a lot of people, and I can prove that using the whole goddamn world. So you want to kill me? I deserve an exoneration. Because had they been put in prison the way they're supposed to, nobody cares if you cry that you're from Mexico. Because, you know, there's other people, and I'm still disassociated, that are law-abiding citizen, and only their voice matters, and whatever it is they choose to have a voice in, I'm still not associated. You know, my mother's a law-abiding citizen. All her boys go to work, and I go to work. They get 100% disability. They have normal jobs. You know, my father's a law-abiding citizen, and so am I. You've tried to kill her, their only daughter, in the most disgusting way you could think of. That makes you look shameful, not me, because I'm not going to... A victim, Mom? You sure about that? I don't have to understand you. Why you want to have sex with people you can't have sex with? Why you think you are something when you know you can't be that? And I don't want to know. You don't change. You look stupid. That's the dumbest role to want to play in your entire life from the sickest city. Don't know me. And I don't need you to be my guardian. You know, I had my brother's keeper. So I thought. And I don't know the whole story yet. And I talked to my cousin, who's a first sergeant. Told her what happened. She said they must have tried some shit on you. Been targeted away from me. So then I keep going, and I talk to more soldiers, and I talk to more soldiers, and I talk to more, and then I hear more, and I hear more, and then I remember before, then I remember Derek, and then I remember after, and bullshit. I was at home on the internet, on the computer, on MySpace, and I'm not... I want you in jail, Charles Tabbitt. Because in what you've done to my daughter and a question I asked in the story. You know, I had a boyfriend, a stable boyfriend. You couldn't tell him homicide was taken off the table. He's still my best friend. Little that he knows being targeted so that you can mock him because he's black. because he was black, because his lips and everything about him being black and my daughter being biracial, and using me, like, now go get a jobby job. The way they're trying to make my hands, like, I have these hand movements, like, I'm not stable, and I don't at all. And he's known me my whole life. I'm not a prostitute. I didn't have battle buddies anyway. Anyway, years and years of trauma. I turn myself in to go to prison, and I get out and I find my friends. And they even post on the internet if anybody wants to write her, this is where she's at. You are stupid trying to take advantage of me. And Don Johnson's name will be added. He's in the military. And some people are dead from our class. You kept his letters. He said he wrote me. He didn't know for how long, but for a while. And I never got them. And in the process of those things, somebody's coming. Sergeant Connolly died because of his brain. And Danny Stubbs died in a car. And don't try to target my brain if I remember correctly, because I remember the fake news on Google. Quit trying to kill me. I have a child. I have a child. Do you have children? Or do you have sex with children? Which one? Do you have children? Or do you have sex with them? And there's not an obsession, Sergeant Nettle, retired veteran of the United States Army. Stick to your trash. You were never meant to know me like they want. Not then, not now, not ever. Stick to your trash. Go visit your trash. Bexar County, they think, they say, how many razors is it going to take to cut off all her hair? All her hair. My hair? Mine? Keep your trash. Keep your trash, like Jody Bancroft, the fuck away from me and my child. The rest of them put on protection orders and police reports. All of you. For a lifetime. For a lifetime. You thought you were going to be famous. I'm still trying to target to brainwash. I wouldn't motherfucking talk to you. The fact you're trying so hard, you're a rapist. Your whole life. And that's because I'm not a child. I know the whole fucking world. And I know I have the best character witness statements in the whole fucking world. People who know me properly. In the whole fucking world. Are you fucking stupid still trying? Go to prison the rest of your fucking life, bitch. You own someone? Are you sure about that? You own someone? You own? Get the sickest charges to live this earth. The bitch, motherfucker, not a fucking soul asked me for a dime out of my fucking paycheck. I don't, motherfucker, you don't break. Are you stupid? Are you fucking dumb? Are you fucking dumb? And I'm not a criminal, bitch. I will have you fired. I will have you fired. And I'm not a child, motherfucker. I look like a child to you? Motherfucker, I'll have you shamed to death. Shamed to death. Shamed to death. You have no association to my child either. Motherfucker, I'll have you shamed to death, you dog shit smelling son of a bitch. Oh, and I'm not a criminal saying that. Motherfucker, I have so many examples. I'm a veteran. You don't get to try to exploit me to be killed. Like Damian Daniel. Same thing, but differently. And what year was that? What year was that? You don't get to fucking know me, you sack of shit. You son of a bitch. I'm a woman veteran, not a criminal, not from Bexar County at all. You son of a bitch. What you have fucking tried to do, motherfucker? These motherfuckers mean less and less and less and less and less because it shows me more and more and more of what I need to know. And I have a daughter to raise in this fucking world. You people, you're fucking criminals. You fucking have their teeth. Shut the fuck up. Are you stupid? You gotta be fucking stupid, you dumb looking bitch. Go to your mommy.
You are the trash. I just have a lawsuit versus what you're doing to me. You can get a choice. I was in the army, I'm on a being discharged. You give a fuck about your Bexar County cops, your corrections and your attorneys, and you don't run shit. You get fucking sued and go to jail. What the fuck you think being around you better than what I was? And I know people who are in the army with me who protect me no matter what. Can't brainwash everybody, kill off everybody, target everyone, try to justify what you've done before and cheat and try to do it again. Because your first reason didn't work and it's not my fault, it would only be your. There's only a coward who blames me because I have more examples and more examples and more examples and more examples. And you're stupid. I get character with the same as my friends who I served in the military. I'm not from Bexar County. I recruited from Lubbock, Texas. I got away from what Amber Cosley was saved from. A little different. You're stupid. And then I did it again. And then they try to force me again. And you're not getting to, you won't get to know me. You don't know me. You don't deserve to play victim in this life for the rest of your existence. Gotta do what you have done this life.